back, everybody. We are the Multimedia Men and Women podcast.
Yes. Yay. Multimedia Men.
It's mid-January. We've been
happy
off for a
New
month.
Year's,
yeah, everybody. Happy New Year's. Yeah. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadan.
Boxing Day.
We all survived the holidays.
Yes.
And then Happy MLK Day.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Martin Luther King. Yeah. Selma, hello.
His birthday was Friday.
Got snubbed.
Yes, got snubbed.
It did not, but I mean, the movie got nominated.
Yeah, it got nominated.
I don't think it got snubbed.
Al Sharpton was mad about it.
We'll get there. We'll get.
Susan needs to talk about Bradley Cooper.
We'll get to.
Not much to say.
We'll get to the all-white Oscars soon, but it is January 18th. We have a good show. It's a kind of small crew today. Gwen is in L.A. doing her Television Critics Association stuff, which she's gotten great news. Gotti is not here. I guess he had a flat tire.
Yeah.
But we are going to talk shit about him today, so...
Yeah, flat tire.
Feel free. But I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics. We're with Adam Conway at the Angelica Film Center in Dallas.
Hey, I'm Adam Conway.
Adam Conway. Susan Kamyab with Irving Community Television and... This chicksflicks.com.
Yeah.
And Andrew Conway, one of the local filmmakers in Dallas.
With his chick.
With his chicks flicks. Hair Bears is number one.
Her number one competing site.
So it's award season, so this podcast is going to focus on Golden Globes and Oscars. But the Golden Globes happened a couple weeks ago, so we'll kind of talk you through what won and then...
Wasn't it 1 week ago?
Yeah.
Was it one week
it
was ago?
Like,
was it last Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So
I feel like
ago.
It was 2 weeks ago. So let's go right off the bat. Best picture for a drama at the Golden Globes. Boyhood won.
I feel it was deserved.
I agree. Out of what was nominated, I mean, so with the Oscars, Boyhood is nominated. I feel like that's going to win strictly on its gimmick that it was shot over 12 years with the same people. I don't know if it necessarily means it deserves to win, but I think it will win.
I don't think it's just
out of the nominations.
I think people are only saying that Boyhood is getting the praise because of the 12 years thing. And I mean, yeah, that's the highlight of it, but I think it's a better, it's a good movie because like the story's interesting. I don't think it necessarily is a bad movie.
Yeah, the whole story, and well, it wasn't just, you know, and he also won for director for the drama as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
So Richard Linklater, who directed Boyhood, won. That means Dazed and Confused.
They're definitely giving
Oscar.
Him credit. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely giving credit for the, you know, there was a triumph in a sense because, you know, 12 years. It's funny because he was joking, like, it wasn't really 12 years, guys. It was like 10 days a year for 12 years.
Yeah, they filmed a couple days,
yeah.
But it was over 12 years. They got everybody to come back over 12 years, which is a pretty good feat.
That's extreme, like, patience. And then the idea, like, what he chose to include... For those days and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
and how he sort of developed the script depending on, like, the kids kind of changed a little bit and he sort of followed what happened in the kids' real life and sort of mirrored that, which I thought was really.
And Ethan Hawke didn't age at all.
I know,
doesn't
he really
age.
Didn't.
He looks the same as he did
before.
But Trisha Arquette kind of stayed the same a little. When she gets a haircut.
Who?
Yeah.
Patricia Arquette. I don't think she, like, massively aged.
It was
like,
those bangs.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
The short bob hair wasn't really
Patricia Arquette's first film. I think was Nightmare on Elm Street 3, which is pretty awesome. And the daughter in the movie Boyhood was Richard Linklater's daughter.
Yeah,
who
was a terrible actress. So
she did not. She was doing when she started. So.
I know. She there's like there's that scene where she's like all like upset in the car and she's like. I don't know. She's like babbling about it. I'm just like, oh my god, stop.
I feel like it was kind of. Like, realistic.
Dad,
I don't know.
It was. Obviously, I love it.
Dad, why are you making me do this?
So, did any of you notice when you saw the movie, the scene where Patricia Arquette's married to the very abusive, drunk father? The first one. He has the kids go into a liquor store to buy liquor for him.
Yeah.
The guy who sells them the liquor is the same liquor clerk as in Dazed and Confused.
Oh, no way.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
I saw that when I first saw it. I'm like, holy God, he got the same guy. And that guy hasn't aged either. He looks the exact same.
Wow.
So if you go back and watch Dazed and Confused, like, I'm going to keep a little change from my pocket. He sells it to Wiley Wiggins. The young kid. Yeah, that's the same guy. Same role. But moving on, Golden Globes, the best actor in a drama. Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything, who played... Stephen Hawking. I didn't see the movie. I had a writer see it, and they really liked it. But given
that
whoever
was so ridiculous, though.
Yeah,
such a tough category. Like everyone's worthy of it, but I'm obviously
he is nominated in the Oscars as well. Moving on to actress in a drama, Julianne Moore and Still Alice. I never saw that either.
See that. Who's
out? Well, hasn't really come out yet.
Oh, so it came out for Christmas for a day,
for
and then
LA in New York. Yeah,
I hate when they do that for Oscars.
It comes out, I think, next week.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a screening for that?
Probably not.
She's nominated for an Oscar, too,
I
haven't seen it.
I bet she'll win, because she won the Critics' Choice, too.
Well, she was nominated for two Oscars, right? Yeah, well, I feel the actress category wasn't as strong. I don't know if this always happens, but as the male category.
Oh, the male was definitely stronger than the female.
Yeah. And we'll see. I think, I haven't seen the Still Alice, but I feel like
I'm sure she'll win.
I like Julianne Moore.
Oh, I have no problem with that.
Best performance by an actor in a comedy, which is Whiplash a comedy?
No.
But it went to J.K. Simmons, which is awesome.
Supporting.
Supporting role in a drama, J.K. Simmons for the Golden Globes.
They just do one supporting
for everything.
Yeah.
Huh?
They combine supporting for everything.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And then best supporting actress was Patricia Arquette for Boyhood. Do you feel like,
why didn't she go for, full-on actress, not supporting?
She was totally supporting.
Who?
Patricia Arquette was supporting actress.
Yeah, she was, I guess she was supporting.
She was the main actress in that movie.
No, I would give it.
I mean, I feel like it was, the boy was the main actor, and then everybody else was co-stars.
Yeah, that's how I felt, because she wasn't really.
I would have probably given Emma Stone.
I would have picked Emma Stone.
She's awesome.
I think she did a better job in Birdman versus Patricia Arquette, too.
That is interesting.
But I have
a
bias for Emma Stone.
Well, I don't, and I agree with you.
I thought she was good. Patricia Arquette, I wouldn't have picked her, but
would you pick Emma Stone?
Who was nominated for Golden Globe for Best Supporting?
There's Keira Knightley for Imitation Game, which
Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
It'd probably be Emma Stone. She was
Meryl Streep.
She wins every time.
God, no. Thank God she didn't win. That would have been my one disappointment. No, just Emma Stone in that scene where she yells at her dad and Birdman.
The whole thing, I can remember.
The whole thing
where
Yeah,
Balcony
was
great. So good.
I'd love to see her win the Oscar, but I think it's pretty much really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You don't think they're just going to go give it to Patricia?
The Oscars love.
We'll get to that. We'll debate them.
I guess we can tell it's SAG, too.
Yeah.
We'll debate it. Director, like Andrew said, Linklater. Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to do best comedy?
I'm going down it. I got it. Best motion picture for comedy is Grand Budapest, which I'm very excited.
Awesome.
I jumped for joy because I thought Birdman was going to get it.
That was a weird,
so happy.
Weird grouping of movies, though, also, because Pride made it in there.
I feel like...
They get fillers in the Golden Globe for the comedy category.
I feel like Grand Budapest fits comedy or
Into
musical more than Birdman.
Ralph Fiennes just did so well. It's so amazing, that movie. I'm really disappointed.
Too stiff of competition.
Yeah.
And then best performance by an actor, of course, in a comedy, Michael Keaton, which I do think he'll take the Oscars.
I do think so, too. People think it's going to be Eddie Redmayne, but I think it's going to be...
God, that would suck.
Yeah.
It's... The Academy...
Keaton deserves
it. It's going
it.
To be... The actors vote for other actors. That's how the Academy works as far as... So, they're going to vote for their friend, Michael Keaton.
Everyone loves Benedict, though, too.
Fans like Benedict, but...
No, everybody.
Keaton,
everybody. You not watch the Golden Globes?
They're going to vote for Michael Keaton.
In the Golden Globes, he won the right to give out the first award. That was pretty funny.
The SAG will do it. Whoever every year the person who wins the SAG gets the.
I'm excited. This is Michael Keaton's year. This is Michael Keaton's year.
And I'm gonna say Michael.
Beetlejuice Keaton. Will have an Oscar. And Mr. Mom will have an Oscar.
I wanted Jake Gyllenhaal, but he didn't get nominated.
Johnny
for an
Dangerous
Oscar,
will have
so
an Oscar.
That's kind of annoying.
We'll talk about
Steve
from
Multiplicity will have it
all. Oh, but I'm
yes,
happy
Steve
that
will.
Bradley Cooper got nominated because he got shafted.
We'll talk about Oscars in a second.
No.
Calm down. Best actress, comedy, Amy Adams. I didn't see Big Eyes.
Terrible.
I didn't see Big Eyes.
I cannot believe she won.
I was shocked. I was like,
that was
as it was going on, I was like, she's not going to get it. There's no way.
She's not even comedy.
Is that a comedy?
I thought Emily Blunt would get it. She would at least deserve it.
Well, that movie's horrible also, though. That's the problem. Into the Woods.
None of the people were worthy of that. Who was in it? Who else?
Juliana Moore was also nominated again. For
but not
I didn't even know Matt the Stars came out this year, too. So
I don't even know who all was nominated.
Helen Mirren, for 100 Foot Journey?
Oh, that would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
I like that movie, but yeah, it didn't
but your favorite actress.
That would have been the worst.
Oh, I know.
That would
Annie. Like whole category.
Because Jenny Slate should have gotten her space.
Yeah,
Kavanjane
Wallace, Annie.
I don't see
what?
Him when I'm poor.
That was like such a random, like,
oh, it was like
placement. Yeah. She doesn't even sing in the movie, right? Like,
well,
I didn't watch
and
it.
If you, look, that entire category isn't nominated at all in the Oscars.
I know. I just feel like they did it because they felt bad for her.
Like, none of those five roles.
When it came down to it, I was like,
it's
not fair.
It's a weird Golden Globe experience. We're happy for Michael Keaton. We're happy for J.K. Simmons. And we're happy for Grand Budapest. Moving on.
We're happy for Boyhood.
We're happy for Boyhood.
Yeah.
It's Linklater. moving on to TV. I have never seen The Affair, but it won for best TV series and drama.
Ruth Wilson's awesome.
She's good?
She's so good in it.
I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
Basically, the way the show is set up, it goes from both points of view. So each, you know, it has her point of view, then Dominic West's point of view, and like, the story is different based on their perception of everything. So it's kind of cool the way they do that.
Okay, I gotta see it. I want to see it. The best television series for comedy, big record breaking thing. Amazon won their first award for Transparent with Jeffrey Tambor.
I was happy for them. I don't watch that show.
I only saw
the
first episode. I really liked it.
And he also won Best Actor.
Yes. Which is awesome. Jeffrey Tambor has a Golden Globe.
The creator of that, whoever, when her speech got me like teared up.
Lisa
Lampanelli.
Always talking about her real life dad.
Amazon announced right on the heels of the wind, though, that Woody Allen is going to be doing that series from now.
Yes. Side note, Woody Allen signed on with... Is it Amazon Studios? Yeah, to do a TV series, which is awesome.
With Bill Cosby and R. Kelly, right?
I hope so. Woody Allen has never done TV. I'm very excited for this. I love Woody Allen. The best miniseries, which, hell yes, Fargo. That deserved it. Fargo was awesome.
Fargo won, and then also Billy Bob Thornton won for Fargo.
True Detective also, you know.
I thought Matthew McConaughey was
the Woody Harrelson would have won, but yeah.
But yeah. Billy Bob Thornton
did do
so
pretty awesome.
Amazing.
Until the end of the last episode.
Yeah, Fargo's one. Okay, best actor, of course, went to Kevin Spacey, I think.
Oh,
drama.
I love
as long
Spacey.
As he's
love
doing this, he'll probably win every year.
Dude, he had some tough competition.
He hasn't won yet before.
He hasn't won before.
Did he not win last year?
No, that was like his first for House
first
of
with
Cards.
Last
cards. Yeah.
Really?
Because the writing got better, I think. It was...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I know.
I thought he won. Did he
not?
Season
2 was pretty
I think last year it was like Brian
Breaking Bad ended, which maybe they might give it to Jon Hamm this coming year for his last season of Mad Men.
But hasn't Jon Hamm already gotten it?
He has.
I think he's fine.
I don't think they're going to.
And Gotti would be ruling out Clive Owen to win because he
was
Clive Owen and the Nick. He was...
So what do you think about Best Supporting Actress, Downton Abbey, Joanne Fobit?
Like, who is that?
Exactly. apparently, she's
one of the maids, probably?
Yeah, they got raped by one of the rich guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Using the casually overheard effect?
The weird one I thought that won the Golden Globe was Best Animated Feature, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Is that people?
That means it's probably going to win the
Oscar. I think it's going to win the Oscar. But I thought, it is funny, because Lego Movie would win.
Yeah.
I really did, because it's been sweeping in, like,
it's,
critics
everyone
and,
loves it.
Like, any...
So I wonder why they get nominated either.
But Big Hero 6.
I can't believe it's in it. I thought Big Hero 6 would be the second.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the Oscars. Best screenplay was, of course, Birdman, which I think deserves it.
There was other choices. Oh, I would have liked Gone Girl or
Grand Budapest.
All
the screenplays were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That category was
but
really
I,
hard.
I would have picked
Budapest or Birdman. And you know what?
Have you seen Gone Girl?
Yeah. No, that the screen of Gone
really
Girl
good.
Was the same day the tree fell in the house. I didn't go.
Well, you see now, Gillian Flynn is going to be writing the new Strangers on a Train movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Adventure.
Oh, that's going to be so good. Gone Girl was so good. It didn't get... But it did get the Critics' Choice. It got the Critics' Choice for adaptation.
And then
Ben Affleck is loved by the Oscars, so...
Did any of you see Leviathan, the foreign film from Russia?
It's not called Leviathan.
It's not?
Oh, is that what won? Is that what won?
Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
That's what won the foreign film at
Oldenburg? Yeah.
The Viathon.
It's opening at Adams Theater.
Yeah, it's opening next week.
There was a screening of it a night ago.
It's, you know, it's like a slice of life for a small
Nordic town. Were you excited about
town,
Gina Rodriguez winning for Jane the Virgin?
So, I'm like, what is this show?
The only person who doesn't watch it? Yeah.
What the heck?
I don't know either. I actually went back and watched it.
You watch it?
I went back and watched the pilot. We watched the pilot. Why did this girl win?
This show is getting so much recognition.
She's really good in it.
And I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. That's just like, I guess I'm supposed to be watching
this. I know. I'm like, what is this thing about?
It's basically
Glenn said the same thing. She said the show is really good.
Yeah, it's a reflection on, you know, how society is changing and is now primarily Hispanic.
Reflection on society and how
it's a primarily Hispanic audience. So it's like trying to be a fake telenovela, which is, you know, making fun of itself.
Oh, well, I was happy because I always like when someone new gets it and she's sweet, so I was happy for her. But of course, I also love.
Yeah, wasn't she the one? Wasn't she in
Julia
Louis-Dreyfus?
I love her. She won last.
She wins all the time though, so I'm glad.
Wasn't she in Football Station? Didn't she play Michael B. Jordan's girlfriend? I can't remember.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
In Fruitvale?
I think so.
Sounds like it. I think so.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That sounds right. I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Golden Globe. Let's move on to Oscars. We're going to go up the list. So we'll start with Best Visual Effects. The nominees.
Damn, ruins every category for the Oscars.
The nominees are Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Guardians of the Galaxy, Interstellar, and X-Men: Days of Future Past.
Awesome category. I mean,
Guardians or Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Y'all don't think Interstellar has a chance?
I think it is.
Not for
Days. Man, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and Guardians of the Galaxy
are
pretty fantastic.
They always
give you
a superhero movie.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
But Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, those apes look pretty bad.
If I'm choosing between those two, like just Guardians and Dawn, I'd probably pick Guardians.
I can't see Interstellar making it, but
I mean, technically,
I don't know. Transformers has pretty much won that category every single time.
It wasn't nominated though.
The Tesseract is Interstellar.
It is. I like this. I would be happy with Guardians or Dawn winning that, but as visual effects. Sound editing, American Sniper, Birdman, Interstellar, Unbroken, Whiplash. I'd like to see Whiplash.
I'd love to see Whiplash. You think so? It usually always goes to something involving guns.
Yeah, so you're saying American Sniper is going to win?
Wait, what are the other choices?
Unbroken.
Oh, God, no.
Interstellar and Birdman.
Well, it's not going to be Birdman, so
I could see Interstellar.
I can see
Interstellar.
The Hobbit I can see winning.
Wait, was that a choice for sound mixing?
No, not sound mixing. First sound editing. Okay. Sound mixing.
Oh, this is sound editing?
This is sound mixing we're talking about.
Okay, sound mixing.
We'll go off to sound editing. Sound editing is American Sniper, Birdman, The Hobbit, Interstellar, Unbroken.
Okay.
Editing, I could see The Hobbit just because it's crazy in the edit.
But
I would hate to see The Hobbit win because it was such a terrible fucking movie.
Okay. Mixing, I'm going to say probably Sniper or Whiplash. And then editing, I don't know. Maybe Hobbit.
We're just on the two sound ones. Sound editing, I see Hobbit, but whatever. For mixing, I hope Whiplash, but it'll probably go to Interstellar, I would imagine.
Interstellar has a good shot at the technical awards.
It does,
it really does. Because they, you know, they're going to feel for Christopher Nolan, too.
You know, that whole controversy where he made the sound and purposely
that
muffled
horrible
so
decision.
You can't hear
I just
it.
Buy that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing to me when.
Why would make your movie worse? Best live action short. Did anybody see the live action short this year?
The Phone Call song. It stars Sally Hawkins. And
have you
just
seen
really
it?
Good. It's online. You can
it's
watch
online?
It.
Okay.
I know my
so animated
short.
Either. Animated short, I think
Feast.
We should all.
Of course.
Feast deserves it. It was in front of Big Hero 6. It was excellent.
It was better than Big Hero 6. Even.
But they never.
I love Big Hero 6. I do love Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. We all want Feast. All right. Production design. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Grand Budapest.
I really hope that wins because that. I mean, it's a Wes Anderson movie.
But it's so beautiful. It's like my favorite.
I think last year Her won it for production design, if I remember. And I think that deserved it.
I think so too, actually.
I just hope that Into the Woods is on.
God, no.
I was like, if that's the only category of any.
Mr. Turner, it's production
design. The Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Interstellar, Into the Woods, and Mr. Turner.
The Imitation Game.
Mr. Turner's production design is really, really good, though. So
is it like a period piece?
Yes. about a British author.
It should go to Grand Budapest.
It should go to Grand Budapest. Okay, which I'm going to say Grand Budapest.
It'll
get it because the color and everything. It's
Well, there's some really cool things in the Imitation Game though too, like the
Imitation Game is just.
Yeah,
like
but
Imitation Game.
Have you? Yeah,
except you might be in.
I know.
We gotta do it. It has to be
the gay agenda.
The sneak at the end.
All right.
We tricked you. That's not what this movie's about.
Ooh. Best original song. Everything is Awesome from Lego Movie. That should win, but it's not going to.
Glory's
but
going to win.
Glory from Selma is probably
which is ridiculous because it wasn't nominated for animated movie. That's like.
Everything is Awesome needs to
effing
win.
I really hope that Lost Stars wins. That,
Lost
Stars
was
awesome.
A really good song.
I love that song.
I'm glad
it got
nominated.
Dude, I'm glad it got nominated. Because yeah,
it's not been...
What?
Where is Grateful
Lost
Stars? Lost Stars from Begin Again. You know,
what
Weird
is Grateful from?
Adam Levine.
Grateful and I'm Not Gonna Miss You? What two movies are those from?
I don't know.
Doesn't say.
From Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me.
I'll Be Me. Okay, I'll Be Me. I don't know. I don't know that one.
I'm going to say Glory's going to win, but I would want Everything is Awesome to win.
I'm guessing that, yeah.
Or, honestly, I do love Lost Stars. Lost Stars is a great song, but I love Everything is Awesome.
Who do you want to see come out on stage and sing Everything is Awesome?
Oh my God, they're all going to do
Pratt's,
it.
Chris Pratt would like that.
That would be so good.
I would die.
And Everything is Awesome.
I would just die.
Is cool.
My life would be complete.
I would be like so happy. I hope that happens.
Let's hope that happens. That deserves to win.
He obviously has like he
because nobody is ever gonna fucking sing the song from Selma. People are still singing Everything is Awesome.
But it's gonna be that
I sing Lost Stars. Yeah,
you would.
Lost Stars.
I
would YouTube Lost Stars quite
a bit. Glory. Everything is Awesome. All right.
I'm going to be excited for those.
Everything is Glory.
All right, moving on to Best Original Score. Best Original Score.
These are all awesome.
Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Interstellar, Mr. Turner, and The Theory of Everything. Alexandre Desplat has two right here.
I think Hans Zimmer's going to win, though. I think Interstellar will
win. Nah, he's not going to. He never wins.
Interstellar was really good. But Budapest Hotel, I love his.
That's what's nominated for the score. Who got the score at
Johan Johansson, might
win. Who got what?
Who got the score at Golden Globes?
It's the Theory of Everything, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I was saying he might win again.
It's Johan Johansson.
Piano.
Why? What is going on? What did I miss with Theory of Everything that, like, I don't understand?
Apparently the score and the acting.
The acting.
Okay, I can give you the acting. I can give you Eddie Redmayne.
I would love to see Alexander win. He's awesome.
But his vote should be split, though.
I know.
His score for Monuments Men sucked, but Grand Budapest was pretty good.
Well, I don't count Monuments Men as a movie.
You're talking about the Imitation Game here.
It's not a good one.
Interstellar was going to get it, but I don't know.
It may.
Interstellar, Grand Budapest, I'd be happy with. I'd like to see Desplat get it, though. Achievement in makeup and hairstyling. It needs to go to Foxcatcher or Guardians of the Galaxy, but it needs to go to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, because of all the... Yeah.
But they may give it to Foxcatcher.
Budapest Hotel was nominated as well. Budapest Hotel was nominated as well.
I think Guardians...
Well, because the makeup on Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah. He looked really old, yeah. But Foxcatcher... He looked good, but I kind of think he looked kind of corny. But maybe it was just because it was him. Well, it was because Steve Carell.
Yeah.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, man, that makeup was bad.
I mean, I picked Guardians of the Galaxy, but I'm just saying that it could go to Foxcatcher just because it's...
I hope
how ridiculous would it be if Guardians wins an Academy Award?
It needs to. That'd be badass.
Like, last year...
It could win two.
Last year, did it go to Dallas Buyers Club last year?
Yeah.
And see, like, that's such weak makeup.
Going back to original score, I think Guardians needed to get on the nomination list for score. But moving on to film editing, I think we all think Whiplash deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
But it also nominated...
One at the...
Boyhood.
Yes.
What about American Sniper?
American Sniper, Boyhood, Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, and Whiplash were all for film editing.
How was the editing in America? I haven't got a chance.
American Sniper's okay. It's not great. I don't know how it's being.
It's because people love Clint Eastwood.
No.
And it's stories about war.
It's about the
Bradley Cooper.
War.
Whoever seen Whiplash here, Whiplash deserves it.
Editing,
pretty perfect.
Yeah, to make him look as good as he is.
I would say that.
That and like that final scene was just so amazing.
But I do think Boyhood has a really good chance of getting it because of. how much footage he'd have to go through.
Yeah, you can't do reshoots either.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do reshoots.
I mean, technically it might be more work to edit a film like Boyhood, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you, yeah.
So.
I'd like to see Whiplash win. If Boyhood won or Grand Budapest, I'd be excited. American Sniper wins, I'm going to be pissed. I did not see any of the documentary short subjects, so we'll move on from that. But let's go to Best Documentary Feature.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest snubs of the Oscars.
Yeah. Life Itself?
Life Itself was not nominated.
I can't believe that.
The most talked about documentary on Roger Ebert was not nominated.
What got the Golden Globe?
I do not know what got Golden Globe, but it was not Life Itself, though.
Was there a
documentary? Citizen 4, Finding Vivian Muir, The Last Days of Vietnam, The Salt of the Earth, and Virunga. Life Itself, not getting a nomination is pretty hardcore.
Virunga is a Netflix movie.
Okay.
And it's about gorillas, the last gorillas. It's basically that whole, it's the gorillas from Gorillas in the Mist, basically getting killed at this last state park. I'm trying to think what, in like an African country, I can't remember now the name of the country. It might be Virunga.
I had somebody do Citizen 4. I haven't seen it.
I heard it's really
room.
Good. I have a.
And Finding Vivian Muir is really good. It was an HBO, actually it was a Showtime.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Movie.
And it's about a maid who's discovered, or I guess a caretaker who's discovered all her photographs, and she was a really great photographer.
Yes, that is true. I got a screener for that.
And then, Salt in the Earth is also like another like kind of like mystery movie.
But
I think Citizen 4 is probably going to win.
That's what I think.
I hear it's really good. I need to watch it.
But yeah, Finding Vivian Muir might,
I'm surprised Alive Inside wasn't nominated.
Yeah.
They don't do a documentary for Golden Globe.
Alive Inside.
They don't. Not since 1977.
Alive Inside.
That's shocking.
I think it was last year.
It was? I thought it was this year. Okay. Moving on to costume, which I think it's crazy that Guardians was not nominated for costume, but Grand Budapest Hotel should win.
Yeah.
Inherent Vice, what the fuck?
No.
Did somebody, you just go to Goodwill.
Dirty up the clothes.
Yeah.
What are the other
Into the Woods, Maleficent, and Maleficent, which
both
has a good
chance,
and Mr. Turner.
Maleficent deserves nothing.
Nothing. I can't believe it's not. Now can we say
it made $700 million.
Now I can say Academy Award nominated film though.
Yeah, I know. Look at Angelina Jolie's outfit.
Grand Budapest needs to win. I cannot believe Guardians would not.
I would be happy
if
Inherent Vice won, just because I'd be like, okay, I don't know.
No.
Why
I, I don't get it. How does that
would
win?
You be happy with
All right, that? Here's a good one: cinematography, Birdman, Grand Budapest Hotel, Ida, Mr. Turner, and Unbroken.
I'm mad that Roger Deakins didn't get nominated.
He did. From Broken.
Oh, there he is. I didn't hear him say it.
Would you?
I want Roger Deakins to win because I was pissed that he didn't win. He didn't win for Skyfall.
He got
snubbed for Skyfall. He should have won for Skyfall.
I think Interstellar should have been nominated for cinematography here.
Yeah.
But Birdman should
All
win.
All these are ridiculous.
Budapest should win.
Know. Yeah.
Ida, though, might sneak in because
I don't know if, yeah, you're right. I don't know if Roger Deakins.
It's black and white.
I don't know if.
He's not the strongest one.
He's not
here.
Strong enough. But I feel like, they've done that, though, in the past, where they feel bad they didn't give you the Oscar when you should have won.
Yeah.
So they're going to give it to you as a, oh, here, your consolation Oscar.
Which is weird. Like, with Morgan Freeman, they gave it to him for fucking Robin Hood, but not
well,
for
same thing with
Russell Shawshank.
Russell
Crowe.
And
Robin Hood.
Oh, then also Paul Newman.
Snubbed him on Prince
of Thieves
with
Kevin Costner back
Paul
in the
got it for
more
Color
for
of Money.
Not Shawshank.
Yeah. And not Shawshank. Yeah, it's the same thing with, like,
it's
say Russell Crowe, Gladiator should have won, but he won for
Oscars?
Beautiful Mind.
For what?
Because he has it for...
Lucy?
No, he has it for... Million Dollar Baby.
Did he win that year?
Yeah.
He
won supporting actor for that. Morgan Freeman.
I'd like to see Birdman or Grand Budapest get this.
Yeah, it's gonna
I'll
be
happy.
It'll end up being Birdman.
All right. Screenplay.
Original?
Original. Birdman. Boyhood. Foxcatcher, Budapest, and Nightcrawler. That's such a hardcore one. I'd be happy if any of those fuckers won.
I think Boyhood has a good chance, I think Budapest deserves it more.
Yeah.
It's a much more, intricate.
It's very
rich.
I mean, Birdman is so good.
Boyhood really didn't have a script, though.
Yeah.
That's
like, a lot
That's
of it
so
was ad-libbed, right?
Yeah.
So.
Nightcrawler is so good. Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
Budapest Hotel... I think deserves it over everything just because it's that 1930s dialect and how proper it was. I think it deserves that, but I don't know if it'll win, but it does deserve that. But Bert,
yeah.
Any of these ones,
oh, Bert,
yeah. I'll be happy to win.
Birdman could win, though. It might win, actually.
All right, best adapted screenplay, American Sniper. Fuck you, it shouldn't have been nominated. No. They left out the best part of that book.
Well, they left.
What's
it called?
Well, it's such a huge part of his story where he punched out supposedly Jesse Ventura at a bar, but they didn't put that in there. But no, it doesn't deserve it. Imitation Game.
No.
Inherent fucking Vice.
Nope.
Come on. The Theory of Everything and Whiplash.
It's gonna go to Theory.
Whiplash.
Whiplash
deserves
it. At the
Imitation Game.
Whiplash.
Oh, actually, I'd be okay with Imitation Game just because of that. Graham Moore was really nice.
Yeah.
Whiplash does deserve it.
Whiplash deserves it. Actually, Gone Girl should have been nominated and should have won.
Yeah, why is it nominated?
It's, I don't know.
Not.
Switch it out for American Sniper or
Theory of Everything. I agree. All right, best foreign language film. I think something was hugely snubbed this year, which was Force Majeure. That movie was fucking awesome.
I'm telling you, Ida's probably going to
win. Ida, how do you say it? Leviathan?
Leviathan.
Okay. Tangerines, I didn't see that.
It's
I didn't see Timbuktu.
Tangerine?
I didn't see Timbuktu, and I didn't see Wild Tales.
Actually, Wild Tales might be the Argentine.
It is.
It is.
Because most of those haven't come out yet. That's
Tangerines,
why.
Estonia, Timbuktu is Mauritania.
Yeah, those are Poland, Russia, Estonia, Mauritania, and Argentina.
We are opening up Wild Tales.
How did Force Majeure not get fucking nominated? That's like one of the best.
It's such a weird movie that the audience is probably just...
That was an excellent... That was one of the movies I was there for.
The Academy
probably
got lost watching
movies.
It.
I Stephanie? Saw Tales of Princess Kaguya, which should have been nominated.
The movie,
actually, it was.
It was for anime.
It was.
I didn't even see the movie. How can I tell you what's going on?
All right. Moving on to Best Animated Feature. Big Hero 6.
Yes. Box Trolls.
Box Trolls.
What the... You said it sucked, Adam.
It was so terrible.
Why did it get nominated and not...
I do not know.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Which could win, apparently.
Song of the Sea, which I didn't see.
I don't think anyone's seen Song.
And The Tales of Princess Kaguya, which was awesome.
I have no idea how Box Trolls is nominated. It's terrible.
Because honestly, if that's the case, if Lego Movie's not going to get nominated, they at least leave Book of Life in there.
Didn't they say Lego Movie wasn't... Didn't they say Lego Movie was not nominated because of the type of animation it was?
I think it was because of the live-action sequence with Will Ferrell.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Because it's not animated.
At the end?
Yeah,
for like 3 minutes.
No, it was the same thing with SpongeBob. When SpongeBob got nominated back...
I actually like that movie. I'm a goofy goober. That was awesome.
I don't know.
It's probably going to end up going to How to Train Your Dragon 2, like it did in the Golden Globes.
Well, because why would...
I like Big Hero 6.
I like Big Hero 6
looked better, but The Tale of Princess Kaguya is an awesome story, but, I mean, it's a very old school,
hand-drawn
animation.
So you might have worked
for that.
I
saw it.
I
don't think...
Anyone else like kind of surprised the Book of Life didn't get nominated though? Just
yeah, I would have. I'd like the production design. I wish
it kept getting nominated for everything else.
Yeah,
I thought it was a good.
What other animated movies were there this year?
I would have.
It's animation.
It was
beautiful.
Like Book of Life is beautiful.
But it's gonna be crazy next year because there's like 2 Pixar movies coming out next year.
Inside Out. I'm already gonna call it for that one.
It's gonna be crazy.
The dinosaur movie.
There's 2 Pixar movies coming out next year.
3. They changed.
Or
the,
3?
The one's a Disney film now. They've switched to Pixar.
Well, because Finding Dory, is that, I mean...
That's not next year.
That's not next year. That's 2017.
Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, but animated film, Big Hero 6, How to Train Your Dragon 2, or Princess Kaguya, I can see getting.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the big ones. Directing. Do you think Alejandro should do it for Birdman? Linklater for Boyhood? Bennett Miller for Foxcatcher, Wes Anderson for Grand Budapest, or Morton for The Intimidation Game.
I love how Bennett Miller is nominated for Best Director and Foxcatcher is not nominated for Best Picture. I think that's a little ridiculous.
It happens though sometimes.
It does happen, which is weird. I
feel
weird like
to me.
Whoever
it's
gets
weird.
Direct... Well,
it's
not,
weird when there's still space in the nomination.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, people, you got too much space.
I would love to see Wes win, but I think Alejandro will probably.
I think Alejandro, Linklater, or Anderson should win this. None of the others.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Richard.
I do think Imitation Game and Foxcatcher should be taken off one of them, and Ava from Selma should have been nominated.
No, I would. I said that I would switch out Imitation Game's director and put Ava.
Yeah, she. It was that was good.
I agree.
I also would like to see it will never happen. Gareth win for Raid 2 because that movie was pretty spectacular cinematography and film wise, but it will never win. Best supporting actress. Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, Laura Dern for Wild, which is awesome. She was excellent in it.
Really good.
Yes, she was awesome. Very worthy of her nomination.
Keira Knightley for Imitation Game, Emma Stone for Birdman, and Meryl Streep for Into the Woods.
I would love Emma Stone to win.
I think Arquette. I don't think Arquette. I think it should be between Dern and Stone.
I think it should be Emma Stone.
I think Laura Dern.
I think Dern or Stone. Any of those two should win.
I think Patricia Arquette's gonna win, but I think Emma Stone deserves it. More.
Yeah, I feel like the Academy will definitely lean towards.
I think Dern deserves it just as much as Stone.
She did a great job, and that was actually my favorite performance of hers.
Yeah,
but
besides Jurassic Park, right?
You'll know early on which movie the Academy likes, and then they'll start sweeping.
That was her acting.
That was like.
Well, the best, or what starts it out is Best Supporting Actor, which is our next one. I think every year is Best Supporting Actor.
Is Robert Duvall nominated?
Robert Duvall and the Judge.
That movie is terrible.
Ethan Hawke in Boyhood, so Edward Norton in Birdman, Ruffalo in Foxcatcher, and J.K. Simmons in Whiplash.
Every other actor is amazing, except for the Judge.
I don't think Hawke will get it. I think it'll be between Norton, Ruffalo, and Simmons with an emphasis on Norton and Simmons.
Well, I would love Ethan Hawke.
It's Simmons' category to lose.
Huh?
It's Simmons' category to lose.
Yeah, I'd say it's him, and then if he doesn't get it, it's Edward
Norton. I feel everyone
loves Mark Ruffalo in Podcatcher, though.
Yeah.
Edward Norton submitted for his best.
Don't you think Steve Carell should have been submitted for supporting? Like, that was Sony's, their decision to submit Steve Carell as the lead because they knew that, Channing Tatum was not going to win, which I understand that, but now they had a better chance of getting Steve Carell to win supporting. Now they're not going to win anything.
Mark Ruffalo did a good job.
But he's not going to win next to J.K. Simmons or Edward Norton.
All right, best actress in a leading role. Marion Cotillard for 2 Days, 1 Night. I didn't see it. Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything. Julianne Moore in Still Alice.
I do like her.
Rosamund Pike in Gone Girl.
Woo!
Reese Witherspoon in Wild. I feel like that's kind of a shitty category. This year.
If I could pick, I think Rosamund Pike.
The Academy loves Reese, so.
She's not.
She might get that.
Marion might win it also, though.
I think Reese might win it.
I think Julianne Moore is going to get it.
Because Marion, they love her too. She's won twice.
They love Julianne Moore. I feel like they feel like, oh, hey, here's our chance to finally give you one.
But see, they love her because she's not.
Here's a pity Oscar.
They do that. Come on, because Kate Winslet really deserved it.
Well, because the category is not strong enough, so they might do that. They might be like, oh, here you go, Julianne Moore. Okay, yeah.
I just feel like I feel like there's better performances that I've seen this year.
Can
you name one?
You haven't seen Rosamund Pike's performance, though.
I have
not. I'm telling
yet.
You, it's phenomenal. Like,
I saw Wild. I thought she's good.
But Rosamund Pike is better than Reese Witherspoon. In Wild.
Yeah.
Honestly, she does such a good job.
Babadook, what's her name? The chick from Babadook, the mother. She was pretty fucking fantastic.
No, she was great, but she's not nominated.
Why didn't they get nominated for best
film? I agree. Well, technically, I think it came out in February, right? Didn't it come out in February?
Well, so did
it's like know. Might be for next year.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see. But okay, moving on to actor. This is a very difficult category, but really one of the biggest snubs in Oscar history here.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
There's two. Steve Carell for Foxcatcher, Bradley Cooper for American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch for Imitation Game, Michael Keaton for Birdman, and Eddie Redmayne for Theory of Everything. Jake Gyllenhaal should be nominated for Nightcrawler, and David Oyelowo for Selma. Those two should have been in there and not... Bradley Cooper.
Selma, I don't think it was a strong enough performance.
I'm with Andrew.
I thought David was the best part of that movie.
Yeah,
he was
not even the best part, but compared to these other actors.
He's good, but yeah.
It's hard.
Bradley Cooper does not deserve to be on here. I think.
But Jake Gyllenhaal over Bradley Cooper for sure.
I'm just curious. Okay, I know I want to hear. Like, why didn't y'all think that Bradley Cooper is deserving of it?
I still didn't. The movie's okay.
The movie. I'm talking about just his performance.
His performance and how he got prepared for it.
Because he, to me, he disappears in that role. He literally, like, transforms. And
I disagree. I thought Bradley Cooper's on screen the whole time.
So really?
He was fat the entire time.
For me, I just forgot every romantic comedy he's ever done, and I'm just, like, just blown away by it.
He was better in Silver Linings Playbook than he was in here.
I enjoy Silver Linings Playbook better.
Well, see, I would have chose Bradley Cooper over David, but I would have chose Jake Gyllenhaal over Bradley.
I've said
from the beginning that Jake Gyllenhaal is my favorite performance of the year, and that still stands. So, but he's not going to win, even if he was nominated.
Yeah.
He's like a Leo.
Whose dick
do they have to suck to get an Oscar?
He deserves it, if you ask me. He was phenomenal, but nobody's.
Most likely, he's going to go to Michael Keaton.
I hope, yeah.
It'll be Michael Keaton. If it goes to anybody besides Michael Keaton, I'm going to be really upset.
Any Redmayne might sneak in.
I would be pissed if it went to Bradley Cooper, but...
How?
Because I thought he did a great job.
He did not do a great job. Watch the movie again.
I was already, like, in awe of the performance, but I'd be fine. No, honestly, if I'm really choosing who I really want to win, and it's never going to happen, it's Steve Carell. That would be like
he was so creepy in that movie, but
so creepy.
He shouldn't be the only way that
I would want him to win that is if he went on stage in character from Foxcatcher and accepted his award.
Wouldn't you guys be so happy though, like seeing him win an Oscar? Like,
Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for that though.
It should be a support.
All right,
he should have won for Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh yeah, I'll be happy for Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton deserves it. All right, the best picture. There's 8 of them, which I don't know why they just don't do 10.
Because there needed to be 10 on here. Because if they're going to do that, I'm like, go back to your 5.
Yeah, I agree.
It's based on the number of movies. It's a whole stupid
It's system. Weird. So American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Selma, Theory of Everything, and Whiplash.
Guardians
need to be on there.
Guardians should have been on there.
It was the number one movie in the U.S. Come on.
The whole reason
it's gonna go
was because they didn't nominate Dark Knight, and now they have not followed through with their like trying to appeal to.
I can't even guess which movie is gonna win.
I think it's gonna be Boyhood, but I don't necessarily think it deserves it. But I think Boyhood's gonna win.
Because they always go to the one that's overly grand, you know.
It would be hilarious if Selma won. Because of the whole black angle.
Here are my 3 that I would be equally happy. Boyhood, Grand Budapest, and Whiplash.
I am 100 million percent in agreement of that.
Those three.
Not Birdman?
Didn't you say
no?
No, I didn't.
You said Whiplash.
I said Whiplash, Grand Budapest, and Boyhood.
I think Budapest, Birdman, or Boyhood.
I'm in agreement with your 3. I'd add Birdman
Whiplash
to it.
Whiplash will never win, though.
But
unfortunately.
Whiplash won't...
Whiplash is actually my first choice.
Great, great, great movie.
And Ralph
Fiennes.
I want to make a note on Whiplash that last year, Whiplash won the Short Film Award at Cannes.
It's a short film originally?
Yeah. If you see it, it has J.K. Simmons in it. And it has the kid who played Miles Teller was the same kid in Scott Pilgrim, Young Neil. And he was also the same kid in The Perks of Being a Wallflower. He was the gay football player.
That's really
he was the Miles Teller character.
Wow.
But it was a short film and won. And now he made the feature film a year later.
Yeah.
And fully fuck, he got nominated for Best Picture, Director. It's awesome.
I think Whiplash, I mean, you're right though, it won't win because they don't give it to like...
For us aspiring filmmakers, that's a pretty big dream to like make a short film and then make a feature and then get nominated. That's pretty awesome.
I think Whiplash deserves to win, but...
I think Whiplash, Birdman, but I think it's going to go to Boyhood strictly for Linklater not having it yet and for the gimmick it has.
I think that's part of it. I do think it's a great film. I do really think Boyhood is really good.
If American Sniper wins,
it's
so help me God.
There's no way.
It's a movie you will forget in a month.
Look.
As far as the rest of them go, you will forget except for Boyhood, Whiplash, Birdman. And
American Sniper is not going to win. I mean, I don't know.
You don't know.
I guess there's no way.
You never know. It's going to make $80 million this weekend, guys.
You're right.
Which is crazy.
It is. I don't know. I enjoyed American Sniper, but I don't say that. But I admit that to me, that's a movie that's the actor's movie.
To me, the best movie that's opening this weekend is Wedding Ringer.
I want to see it so bad.
I heard it's really funny. Yeah, I heard it's good.
Oh, I'm watching it. I'm going to watch it.
I
want to
watch that, yeah.
God, it looks so funny.
So let's all talk shit to Gotti Elkan
from
Celix Film News. A few months ago, Gotti told us on the podcast and all of you that Inherent Vice was going to win everything at the Oscars.
No, he said, no, his exact words is, I'm calling it, Inherent Vice is going to win Best Picture this year. Calling it.
Not even on the list.
You couldn't be so wrong, Gotti. We're so happy about it.
He even said, are you sure? That's really bold. He's like, oh, yeah.
It had potential until you started watching.
Until it started.
Well, my number one movie of the year was Whiplash. Yours was Grand Budapest.
Yeah.
Yours was
Obvious Child.
Yours was Obvious Child.
Whiplash was my number two, though.
What number two? And yours was what, Andrew?
I don't remember.
Well, what's your favorite movie of this year?
Say something. What's your number one? You have to know your number
something
one.
What was it?
Was it Birdman? Was it Birdman? Okay, so all these except for Obvious Child, which
I knew
ridiculous.
My number ones never make it in the Oscars.
It probably
it's always an independent.
Hey, should we all go watch Vergas Sniper together right now?
One and done is
it probably would have been Boyhood if I saw it before the end of the year.
And you can watch Grand Budapest over and over again.
Most of these movies are out in theaters
like
right now for
Whiplash
Oscar season.
Whiplash is so fucking
Grand Budapest is up there too. Like that would have been my top 10 also. Before the end of the year, I saw
you didn't see it until this year.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That came out in February of last year.
I watched Boyhood a lot this year, actually. I don't get tired of it. I don't feel like it feels like 3 hours.
Yeah, I've seen it three or four times.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, Birdman and Boyhood and Whiplash, again, I think those are movies that people are going to talk about.
Yeah.
Not American Sniper, not The Theory of Everything.
I mean,
not...
I didn't even think American Sniper was, like, really a contender to win. I don't know. You're right, though. This weekend, when it got its wide release, I saw everyone posting about it and watching it.
Because it's the fucking military aspect. And then he died last year, too. Or 2013.
So you're right. I mean, I guess we shouldn't pull it out of the ringer. It really could win.
I will be pissed.
The Academy likes 24.
I don't think it's going to.
I will laugh my ass off.
I know it wasn't because, well, yeah.
It was pedestrian directing.
I will laugh my ass off if Selma wins Best Picture just for the black aspect. Everybody's like, it's the white Oscars because no black person was nominated.
That's so ridiculous, though.
Yeah,
because
last year
12 Years a Slave won.
The Help the year before, and then The Butler.
I just think that people are trying to start drama where
it's Al Sharpton he's bored.
It's
Django.
Django. You know the Academy is not racist.
Yes.
I agree it's not racist.
Jamie is part of the Academy.
I do think Oilolo was
he had a great performance.
He
should have compared to other people that were nominated so hard.
Bradley Cooper could have been.
If they made him,
but it should have gone to.
If Bradley Cooper was out,
it should have been
Jake Gyllenhaal. Ralph Fiennes.
If Bradley Cooper's out, it should have been Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ralph Fiennes was pretty actually great.
So good.
He should have.
There's too many performances.
I don't know
if he was best supporting actor.
So I wonder why they can do 8 best picture, but not like 8 best actors.
They haven't changed that rule.
I don't want them to change that rule.
And then why was
like
there
five.
Only 3 animated features? No, 3, there's 3 something.
It can be up to 5.
Okay.
Yeah, basically it depends on the number of movies, so that usually it's only 3 for animated, but since there were so many more animated movies this year, it would be a certain number in order for it to be 5.
So do you guys have 2 films that you would include in the nominated Best Picture?
Guardians.
Raid 2.
Really?
Serious. Have you seen Raid 2?
No.
After you see Raid 2, you'd be like, holy shit.
You haven't
seen
Gone Girl. And
I would
have
put
Gone Girl. I was going to say Gone Girl and Foxcatcher, but now that you say that, Gone Girl and Guardians is what I would put in there.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else. I mean, Babadook, but I guess that'll be for next year because it didn't come out until next month.
I'm hurt that Gone Girl didn't get that much of the
Oscars. Get any love.
It got no love except for, Rosamund Pike. That's just so ridiculous.
Which is awesome.
I think it should have gotten an adapted screenplay, and I think it should have been nominated for Best Picture.
I think this
Gone with the Apes is actually pretty good, too.
This, for 2015, since,
do you think Nightcrawler should be the best?
Nightcrawler is so good. I think...
Because that was, again, for me, it's a Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal show.
It's
much.
His show.
It's
just
such
like American Sniper. I think it's Bradley Cooper's show. I don't necessarily say the film.
So it's acting versus acting.
Yeah. I like to call it
the performances
whole...
were good. The performances.
But Nightcrawler does not have...
Same with Theory of Everything.
They don't give Oscars to movies like Nightcrawler.
Right.
Like, it's too dark and too fucked up.
They won't.
I want to win screenplay.
I actually was
fine. I don't like to give movies to, like, it's just like, did you guys like Prisoners? I like
Prisoners.
I love Prisoners.
I would have added Interstellar to the list.
I wouldn't have.
No.
Yeah.
Or,
I would have had Cruise's movie, Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, that would have been great. I
for,
wish
like,
that
special effects.
I'm surprised that didn't get any, like, any of the
anything. Yeah, that was really good.
Well, at the critics.
Unbroken could have been nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, God!
I actually enjoyed it.
I didn't see that.
You know what? If I had watched it before I made my list, I put Unbroken in my top 5 worst. I was miserable for that day.
See, I was...
best and worst right here.
I was just like, that, out of any cliche film, like, Angelina Jolie was trying
so hard.
She
was too hard.
She's
not the best director.
She was like, we are going to push. The first hour is basically like Life of Pi at sea. And then it's just, let's torture the crap out of him. It was, and the log scene was ridiculous. You there, go pick up that log and keep it up.
Stop staring at me.
Well, and the funny thing is, though, that guy is a famous K-pop artist. So he's a musician.
Really?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's great. And a lot of people said that they left out like the best part of his story was him after, and what I heard would have probably made for a better movie.
Where, like, he meets Adolf Hitler,
or like he tries to confront the prisoner, the guy that, you know,
later on.
Like, that sounds really interesting. Instead, it just went so cliche.
Well, I think he had it at a title card at the end.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah,
he tried to go back and meet the guy. The guy didn't want to.
But I'm kind of like, I would have rather watched that.
Right.
Like, then why'd you waste my time for this 2.5 hours of hell?
I just thought the whole story was just amazing. But I think Angelina Jolie did pretty bad, but I guess I kind of blindsided by Roger Deakins' beautiful cinematography.
You know what also made my top 10 movies that I didn't see in the Oscars? Was The One I Love. I really like that movie.
It's a good movie.
I don't know what you would have nominated it for, though.
But, like,
screenplay, maybe?
Begin Again should have been up there.
Original screenplay, right?
As we are lost eyes.
Yo, I'm excited for the Independent Spirit Awards. So
yes.
That's what I'm really stoked
Who's
for.
Who's hosting?
I don't know. Who's hosting?
Mike Kavanjane.
I know who's hosting the Oscars.
Well, she should definitely. She should host it as the Hush Puppy.
Yeah.
It might be hosting Denny's
Hosting. Shut up.
So those are the Oscars. Oscars air in February, so we'll be back to talk about Oscars in February after the show. It's February 22nd, I think.
That was the first week of March.
No, it's February 22nd. I believe so. So moving on. So this is our first podcast of 2015.
February 22nd.
February 22nd. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yes.
For the Oscars. But this is our first podcast of the year, January 18th. Before we went on break, we had a powwow on some cool new segments, and Andrew had a good idea. And I'll let you explain it, what your idea was for the segment, What If?
I don't remember.
So,
pretty much.
I don't remember my number one movie.
throughout many. Oh, yeah.
Throughout time.
No, there are a lot of rumors and a lot of different things that come out after a movie comes out and is successful. You hear like, oh, there are certain actors would have played these roles, got offered these roles, turned them down. And so it would be interesting to sort of discuss what if that person got it? What if Christopher Walken was Han Solo instead of Harrison Ford and stuff like that? So that's sort of the concept that we're...
It's a cool concept, so we're going to try it out for a couple weeks. And we're trying to do it, pick movies that come out around the same time as our podcast. So 25 years ago today, tomorrow, which will be the 19th, a little movie who launched careers, a movie called Tremors, came out. I know you've probably seen it. Kevin Bacon.
Did it launch careers?
Maybe
Fred Ward. Right?
Kevin Bacon was already famous, right?
Well, not he became okay. So the movie came out in 1990, January 19th. Yes, it was made for $11 million. It was made for $11 million. It made over $49 million, which is not a big thing, but it made
pretty good ROE.
Huge impact on home video. The director is Ron Underwood. I don't know if you know who that is. City Slickers, Speechless, and Mighty Joe Young.
Oh my god!
Out of all those,
that's the one
Susan got hot for Mighty Joe Young.
I like City Slickers. I'm too, but Rudolph. I totally forgot about My Giant. That's one of those ones you watch.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
And Bill Paxton.
And the movie Tremors starred a young Kevin Bacon, Fred Ward, Finn Carter, Michael Gross, who started filming Tremors the day after his last filming for Family Ties.
Yeah.
He went the next day to start filming Tremors. And then Reba McEntire's first feature film. Two mother humpers. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Kevin Bacon, this is a pretty iconic role for Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Who could have played his role?
Gotta get in there, grab boy.
At that time, who could have been better or equally as good as him?
Oh, man.
At that time? I don't know. They'd probably be like Charlie Sheen or something.
Michael J. Fox.
He was really big during that time.
Because of the Family Ties thing?
Charlie Sheen started everything. Or maybe Emilio.
Well, Michael J. Fox was...
Charlie Sheen, because I guess Hot Shots was right around that time.
Well, he was like...
Well, yeah.
Oh, you said Emilio Estevez? Yeah, I can see that.
Jason Patrick?
Yeah.
Jason Patrick's better than Charlie Sheen. I can't see Charlie Sheen playing that country
guy. You can, but he would be...
Oh, yeah.
He's in everything.
But what about Emilio Estevez?
Emilio would be good.
I think he'd be good.
I think Christian Slater was hot back then, right?
Christian Slater was hot in 1998.
Jason Patrick also would have been good.
What about Patrick Swayze? No, wait, I'm saying the wrong guy. No, Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell.
He's a little too old, I think.
Was he too old? 1990. Wasn't the 90s? Oh, when? Oh, is Overboard 80s?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That's a great movie. It's my favorite movie.
And it's hilarious.
That is really...
Have you seen Wildcats with the Golden Gun?
No.
So, if you know, we had this conversation before this podcast started. The aliens in the movie Tremors are not Tremors.
They're not called Tremors, they're called Graboids.
Graboids. Graboids.
Because they kind of because they grab them with their thing. So
their
Graboids.
Tentacles and teeth.
And you say they clarify this in the film.
They kind of.
I think they call them
they
Graboids.
They call them Graboids because they don't know no name.
And they call them Mother Humpers, too. Or Michael Gross.
Yes.
I guess I don't remember them calling them anything. They just, like, screamed and, like, get them.
But if you remember the trailers, they did not want to show. They wanted to leave the monsters for the actual film itself and not show it in the trailers. And originally it was a rated R movie. And originally the big giant worms were all dry and not slimy with orange blood.
Yeah, because instead of regular blood, they turned it into green and orange.
So it would be the PG-13.
So you could do raw, yeah.
So but how iconic this movie is in a cult film it has become.
It's had 4 sequels and a TV series.
That is true.
It did have a TV
series. Michael Gross has been in all of them.
Because what else is he doing?
Right.
Is he doing anything now?
I'm sure he is.
I'm sure they're
He's working on probably a remake.
He was so good in Family Ties, though. Like, that show.
But they did a flashback to the Wild Wild West, and he was the sheriff of the town.
Yes. What was it? The Asian guy who owned
the
supermarket? Wasn't that Ed Chen?
Back to the West, or...
Or the guy from Three Ninjas.
It was a Hispanic guy. You're getting him confused.
No, there was an Asian guy in Tremors.
Yeah, there is. I just saw it.
Ed Chen, I think. It is Ed Chen.
This guy is.
I'm thinking the bald Hispanic guy.
Victor Wong, is that his name?
Victor Wong.
Ah, holy shit, look at that.
I don't remember him in the movie, but...
Victor Wong was in Big Trouble in Little China.
I don't see anything.
And
they're underground!
I just want to say that Tremors had a pole vaulting scene where they're all pole vaulting over rocks to happy music.
Wow.
Do you not remember that?
No, I don't.
It's towards the end of the movie, but it's really funny.
And in the sequels, they got bored with them being underground, so they mutated.
Made them fly.
In one, they become little guys that can have heat sensors, and then the third one, they fly.
Yeah, third one, they fly. Yeah, you have to change it up. But yeah,
Kevin Bacon to come back.
Did we came up with Emilio Estevez or Christian Slater to replace Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Is that?
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that.
I could see it.
That would be really... Who would play Burt Ward's part?
Oh, man. Fred Ward?
Fred Ward?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I meant Fred Ward. Shit, Burt
who
Ward.
Because
there's... That guy's name is Burt
Fred
Ward.
Fred Willard.
Like each other.
Kurt Russell
would be good.
I just could see him in that movie. You know, with like
maybe
a Kiefer? White
Kiefer? Kiefer for Kevin Bacon's role? That would be pretty sweet.
I think Kiefer
Sutherland, yeah.
Because he usually played bad guys in the 80s and early 90s. Because he was coming off of Stand By Me and Lost Boys.
Matthew Modine.
Are you still trying to pick for Fred Ward?
No, we were just thinking of good people. I think Reba should just stay Reba because it's just so funny to me.
Yeah, Michael, that was her first theatrical role.
And instead of Fred Gross, or
are you Michael Gross? Michael what other Gross? TV actor?
Alan Thicke.
That is pretty good. What would that have done to their careers? Obviously, it did nothing for these people's careers.
Or Patrick Duffy.
But instead of going to Patrick Duffy,
he would fit in this. He's very good. He's from Dallas. Like he's got that.
Got that look.
That look, yeah.
Patrick Duffy. He was also in Step by Step, right?
Which is yes.
I watched him in Step by Step.
Patrick Dempsey. Duffy and Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey would have been so young at that time, right?
No, same as Kevin Bacon.
Matt Dillon?
Matt Dillon was in everything back then, too.
Oh my god, yeah, he was.
Matt Dillon would be pretty good.
Yeah. Dallas.
I can't believe Tremors came out 25 years ago. Old as shit.
Patrick Swayze would be good for the first character.
Oh yeah, for Fred Ward.
Yeah,
that would be pretty great.
He was great. Yeah.
He would have to become like, scruffier because I've never seen Patrick Swayze
but that
scruffy.
That was you know, roll off of Roadhouse.
He's working on a new movie right now. Swayze, Ghost 2.
Oh,
making the teasers.
That was a bad joke. We're sorry to all Patrick Swayze.
With a very thin Louis.
Patrick Swayze is a national treasure, Brian.
Goes to, it's Louis Guzman comes back to try to save his soul.
That was not Louis Guzman.
Huh?
The Mexican guy who was the bad guy.
Oh, no.
That was not Louis Guzman.
No.
It looks like him a little bit.
Okay.
Much skinnier version.
I thought we looked this up and it was new.
Look it up real quick, because I want to know. I don't think it is.
Well, the president in Scandal is his best friend who backstabs him.
Yeah, that's true. He's in a lot of stuff. Is it? It's not Louis Guzman, though. I'm pretty sure of it.
It's not even worth looking up, because it's totally not.
So for tomorrow, if you're off for Martin Luther King Day, we suggest seeing Selma if you haven't yet. But if not,
go watch Tremors.
Watch Tremors.
Yeah, it's highly enjoyable.
25 years ago, and it's still good. And it's PG-13. It's fun for the whole family.
You should watch the sequels because they're hilarious.
If they're on Netflix, I'd watch.
And there's a TV show with Michael Gross too on Sci-Fi for a while. Terrible.
Just terrible.
They almost never showed them, but then they had the saw. You know, the,
you're right.
Hand
it's
puppet.
Who is it?
His name's Rick.
I would watch him. I like.
It looks like him.
What was the girl? The girl in Tremors, though. I guess that could have been someone else too. But.
Finn Carter, or whatever.
I was looking at that. I don't remember.
She wasn't really in anything else, right?
She just put
that was her one and done movie role.
That's unfortunate.
She was in Ghost of Mississippi.
So yeah, that is our 51st podcast and our first podcast of 2015.
Do we have any news or anything?
No, not today. We'll come back to that.
Sure.
We'll come back next year. Next week.
Next year.
Next year. We'll see you next year for our 52nd podcast. No, but that's it. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and. Search for us on iTunes, subscribe, and rate us. And Stitcher Radio. We are the Multimedia Men and Women. We are Brian Kluger, Adam Conway, Susan Kamyab, and Andrew Conway. We'll be back next week, hopefully with more people.
Yeah. Well, right. When should we be back, right?
We'll see if, if Gotti's flat tire is still...
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I
know.
She still doesn't know if Mulaney's canceled yet. I mean, I would.
Out of everything, Mulaney.
It is so bad.
It has to be, but I'm still watching, and I can't stop until it.
Why have you seen
it so bad she can't turn away?
They still have three other new shows that are coming out, comedies that are going to be good, including Will Forte's
Last Man on Earth.